The National Pulse, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
Right, if you have an opinion on the ATM's push for a referendum on the death penalty, well, you let me know. You can call in as well, 086-000-2032. You have that, 086-000-2032. You can also text or voice note us via WhatsApp, 0614-104-107. If you have a view on purpose, and purpose being the singular most important thing that you need in discovering yourself, that will then pave the way for everything else to hopefully fall into place. So what's your take on purpose? You can tell me. Well, what's your take about Zimbabwe on the one hand and Kenya on the other? And I say that because of our next story on the Global Watch, right? So the Kenyan president, William Ruto, has revealed that his country has secured Zimbabwe's support for Raila Odinga's bid for the African Union Commission's chairmanship. In return, and this is the interesting part, Kenya will support Zimbabwe's bid for readmission into the Commonwealth, and then help them fight sanctions. So let's try and understand all of this. Lennon Ndebele is with me, head of News 24's Africa desk. Lennon, good chatting to you as always. You're live on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon to you too.
Thank you. Right, what help us understand the significance of, let's call it this agreement that's been made.
Well, it's pretty much straightforward. William Ruto, the Kenyan president, was invited to Zimbabwe to open the international trade fair. And he also took it upon himself to use the opportunity to rally behind his former rival in elections back home, Raila Odinga, for the top job of the AU Commission. Because, you know, when it comes to Kenya and the AU and these international things, they go big on them. Because when Faki Mahamat came in from Chad, he beat Amina Mohamed Jibril, a Kenyan diplomat, for that top job. So they still really want this job, you know, because when they are on top of things, they feel like they can deal with violent extremism, these coups that are coming up, and there's the African threat pact that is being talked about a lot. So Kenya, it feels like they can play a big part at this level. So talking to Zimbabwe for their vote is quite important, because at times, these people vote according to their colonial backgrounds, like, say, for example, language barrier. You've got the Francophone Africa and you've got the English-speaking Africa. And, you know, when they go there, they vote along those lines in most cases.
Okay. I mean, interesting coming out of this, I would have thought that let's call it the bargain that's been put in place about, if you support us regarding Raila Odinga, we will support your readmission into the Commonwealth and then fight sanctions. I would have thought that, Zimbabwe would see Kenya's support on that anyway. I mean, on a far more principled ground than simply, you vote for our man and we will support your country.
Well, if you look at it, the anti-sanctions push for Zimbabwe is an AU program already. Everyone in the AU is speaking about anti-sanctions, and Zimbabwe wants to get back into the Commonwealth, but it's not really up to Kenya for Zimbabwe's return. But the solidarity part is what matters, because to be quite frank, these two countries don't have much of relations to talk about, you know. So when they meet at this thing, this is what could come out of it. There's no other thing. They signed like 6 bilateral trade pacts, but no one really follow up these things. They are fought the bi-national commission a day before these presidents met, but really no one really looks at these things going forward. So okay, Basically the Commonwealth, the sanctions, that's the chorus that everyone would go with.
Okay, so I'm trying to imagine this. Raila Odinga, chairman of the African Union Commission, how much of clout does that chairperson have, seriously?
Well, chairing the commission in the past used to be for, in quotes, a small African nations. You remember, this thing changed when Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma came in. I think it was 2012 when she took over the thing. Yeah, so basically that thing of saying we're leaving it to smaller nations on the continent stopped, and now they rotated East Africa, West Africa, Southern Africa, and so on. But the commission chair is in charge of running of the AU, basically. He's the one, he's a quasi head.
I understand that, but what I'm saying, I understand that, and we're on to news time. Like, so what's in it for Kenya, for example? I mean, I know what's in it for the continent, but how does that change Kenya and Kenya's own challenges by having a Kenyan as the chairperson?
Well, my thinking is removing Odinga from domestic politics, neutralizing him could give Ruto time to maneuver back home. Remember, Odinga once worked for the AU. There was a job created for him after the disputed elections against Kenyatta. He was given some post, but after he left, no one filled that post. So I feel like it's more of a political wilderness for for Odinga.
Right. That's a different conversation. It's not even a promotion. It's actually shifting him sideways into what seemingly is a promotion, but in fact it is into the political wilderness. Let's leave it at that, because it certainly got us all thinking about that. Appreciate your time, Lennon Ndebele, head of News 24's Africa Desk, about that potential deal where Zimbabwe will support the Kenyans for Raila Odinga's bid for the African Union Commission chairmanship. In return for that, Kenya will support the reinstatement of Zimbabwe into the Commonwealth, as well as sanctions, or removing of sanctions, that is. You make of that.